When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
People were talking about Ted Lasso yesterday. I was at a little socially distanced get-together.
What was the verdict?
People like it.
We like it. We barreled through 5 episodes of it over the weekend. It's a 10-episode first season, already renewed for a second season. And it's the story. Jason Sudeikis stars in this show, and he plays a relatively small-time Division II football coach from here in America who then gets handpicked to be a football coach, soccer coach, over in England after the owner of a team went through a divorce. His wife got control of the team, and she hires him as sabotage to try to destroy the team so that she can destroy her ex-husband's most prized possession, which is his football club.
Who plays the wife?
That's a good question, because she is...
She's really good.
She's a familiar face. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Hang on. And she's a Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah, doesn't ring a bell.
Hannah Waddingham. Anyhoozle. The show is really fun. I would say if I had to describe it in just one word, I would describe it as enjoyable before I describe it as funny. It is first enjoyable, then funny, in that order for me.
All right.
And it's a funny show. What many of the critics that I had heard from before I started watching the show said, it's just what we need for 2020.
Right.
We need something happy and that leaves you feeling hopeful. Only one of the 5 episodes has left you feeling a little bit down, but even that, they warmed you up with how you otherwise would be feeling. They always want the good guy to win, but there's plenty of people to be frustrated with or characters to not enjoy. But Ted Lasso, played by Jason Sudeikis, is just so effortlessly positive. That's his character, just relentlessly positive. If you think I'm positive, Donna, this guy is next level. It's a really enjoyable watch. And the episodes are probably, 25 minutes long, maybe 30 minutes long. I think you would like it, Donna.
Okay. I watched one episode and the setup just seemed kind of hokey to me. But I'll trust you.
It is. It is hokey. It's silly. It's far-fetched. It would never happen.
Well.
But you got to kind of put the plot behind you. That's just a jumping off point for these characters.
It almost happened. You guys remember the Dodgers, the LA Dodgers with the divorce between that husband and wife when that happened?
Oh no.
The LA Dodgers, Frank Marcotte and Jamie Marcotte, they were going through a very bitter divorce, and he owned the baseball team. He spent his whole life trying to acquire a baseball team, and in the beginning of the divorce, all she wanted was the baseball team. She just wanted to take that team away from him. Eventually, they came to an agreement where he got to keep the team, and he paid her a lot of money, but it went on for years, and she was trying to do the very thing that kind of this situation was happening.
Interesting. Wow. By the way, R.I.P. Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah,
right?
93,
weekend.
I believe.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I loved Tommy Lasorda growing up.
Lots of commercials, TV commercials.
Slim Fast.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. By the way, getting back to your show, Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham is from Game of Thrones.
There we go.
She played Septa Unella. Do you know her?
No.
I'm looking at the picture. She looks familiar.
It's Juno Temple is also in this, English actress.
Juno, what a name, huh?
The Other Boleyn Girl, Wild Child, Maleficent, The Three Musketeers. Oh, the
Oh, I like that girl. The girlfriend of one of the players?
Yes.
Yeah, she's cute.
When you mentioned the coach is very likable, is it kind of like if anybody watched, you know, Friday Night Lights, the TV show, does he give off a Coach Taylor vibe?
No, this is sitcom coaching.
Oh, sitcom coaching. Oh,
yes,
okay,
yes. Cool. This is like over the top.
Yes.
Oh, I got to check it out.
It's an enjoyable watch. Yeah, you will not get the feels that Friday Night Lights gave you when Coach would say, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, and you felt chills in your living room. Nothing like that.
You know, it's really funny to me that just how coachy coaches sound. You know what I mean? They're just super, like, always got something in their back pocket that's a life lesson. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Always something.
A metaphor ready for everything.
It's very predictable.
Eastbound and Down-esque or not? Hmm. Does remember that show?
I never got into that show, even though I think Danny McBride is so funny.
Okay.
But, pure comedy here. There's little drama. There's little drama. They're starting to introduce, the stakes are getting a little bit higher midway through the season with some relationship stuff that Ted Lasso brings to the table. Again, this is on Apple TV Plus if you want to watch it. It's a nice mindless watch. And, you know, if I'm really liking it, my wife is loving it.
Really?
And this style of comedy is usually not up her alley, but it's just an easy, enjoyable watch. I keep going back to enjoyable because, again, I really think it's that before it's funny. It's just nice. You just find yourself cheering for this, you know, effervescent, positive guy who is around all of these down on their luck, irritated professional soccer players in Europe who just don't respect him at all.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That is funny because they don't, because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yes. He gets a nickname from the crowd quickly that they chant his nickname very loudly, and it's not a nice thing to say. In fact, I don't even think you're allowed to say it on the radio over in England.
Oh, really?
Technically, I believe you could say it here, but you can't say it there.
No way.
Starts with a W.
Oh, it's got my last name in it a little bit. Wangstern is my last
name.
You
got it, bro.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That was one of my not fun nicknames growing up.
I'm sure it was. By the way, real quick, also watched Ant-Man and the Wasp yesterday.
Yep.
I had watched Ant-Man, the original one with Paul Rudd. He is so, speaking of likable, so unbelievably likable. And this movie is filled with great comedic lines, just like I think so many of these Marvel movies do so well. Michael Douglas. Oh, what's the name of the female actress that I'm forgetting right now? I loved her in Lost. And she's been in both of these movies, but it was really well done. Also, 2 hours in and out. Usually Marvel movies go like 2 hours and 20 or 2.5. It was great. It was great.
What's his special power?
He can really reduce his size.
Oh,
he can
go
to an atomic level.
Okay.
And go into the quantum realm.
I thought you were going to say he can eat all the crumbs.
He cleans up after crimes.
Yeah. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Marvel in there a little
bit.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. That sounds cute. All right.
It's fun.
Cool. And don't forget that WandaVision comes out this week, I think.
Oh, yes.
That looks interesting.
PMDFAYQ.
Put me down for a
yes queen.
When we come back, don't worry about it, Grant. You'll catch on.
One day.
We've got a study.
If you are looking into getting a new job, there are 5 subtle red flags that you need to be aware of. Because, you know, when you're interviewing for a job, you're interviewing the company as well. 5 things that might sound okay that really aren't when you interview. Mm. When we come back on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
All right. Everybody get their number 2 pencils. We're going to study kind of. Here we go.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hey,
now,
Steve.
Hey, Donna. May I defend my study?
Yes.
It's we say that this is a sort of study because this came not from academia, if you believe in that. This came from Reddit.
Okay.
Reddit is a place of deep, deep cynicism, but occasionally a time of interesting information. Everybody who agrees say, hooty-hoo, Big Poppy.
Hootie who, Big Poppy.
Okay.
Five red flags that you need to look out for when you are interviewing for a new job. Many of you may be looking into new work in 2021. Here's what you got to look out for. How about this one? Well, the employer says, overtime isn't mandatory, but, you know, most folks stick around after hours most days. Got to be aware of that. That's a tell.
Oh, yeah. They're saying to you, we do expect you to stick around.
Yeah. Technically, legally, it's not mandatory, but most folks stick around.
Stick around. Yeah.
This is also not a good phrase that you want to hear your employer say. What clients can you bring with you? Trying to poach business.
Oh, rude.
They're trying to poach business.
Yeah, and that's very telling about what kind of business they're running.
This, they say, is also a warning sign, according to Reddit, a subtle red flag. There are a lot of people who'd love to work here, so you're lucky. Would someone really say that in a
employer? I hope not. It's rude.
Sorry that I brought it up.
Maybe they wouldn't say, so you're lucky.
Yeah, maybe soften it. So you're in the right place.
Yeah. You know,
a lot of people want to be sitting there. Went through a lot of applications. So.
Right.
And then they're sort of turning the table on you like, oh, I got to say yes. I'd be dumb to pass this up, I think.
Right.
How about this? Employer says to you during interview, we don't like to watch the clock and don't want people who are just here for the paycheck. Now, they've said two things there. We don't like to watch the clock, which makes you think, oh, I'm getting some freedom, a bit of autonomy, just get the work done. Productivity over presence, impact over hours. But then on the back end, they say, we don't want people who are just here for the paycheck. Which means we want you to be committed to everything that we're doing, which usually means that should spill into more time than just the quote unquote
right.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
Now, this I one mean, is.
Aren't we all just doing it for the paycheck, really, when it comes down to it?
You know, I think that none of us would do it for free.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a time in your life where you would do something for free. I worked on a website that I created for 2.5 years. We didn't make a dime covering red carpets with fancy celebrities. But 2.5 years, I mean, I had a full-time job. And then we would just drive in and we did that for years and didn't make a singular dime. But I thought, I'm investing in a future here. This is going to pay off. Fortunately, it did. But I wouldn't still be doing that for free.
Right.
You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Yes.
Been now, there.
Here's an interesting warning
sign. I
think
we all have. Okay.
I guess maybe we should all get like an Airbnb together and have like a little show growing time.
Powwow. I like it.
Donna, what do you charge at your cabin? You need
it's
to turn
negotiable.
That thing into an Airbnb.
What about a wing at your mansion, Donna? How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, what does the squatter pay?
You're right. Funny. It's silly.
Here's a sentence that you don't want to hear from an employer, and this is sort of surprising to me. We're a family. We're a family here.
Well,
here at Johnston Products, we're a family. You don't like that?
Here at Seaman.
Here at Shibes Bean Seaman, we're a family. By the way, I'm just now realizing. So. Shibes B. and Seaman, the faux law firm that I've made up here, consisting of Mary Shibley, Amy Daniels, and Dan Seaman.
Oh, there we go.
Really has a, and I guess subconsciously I was, what's influenced? Schwabel, Getz, and Seaman. Seaban.
Yes. One more time.
Seaban. You think if given the choice? Do you stick with your last name? Do you change it? You know?
I'm going there.
We're a family. Here at Shibes B. and Seaman, we're not co-workers.
I'm coming up on contract renewal.
Okay,
I'm not
all right.
going
So
anywhere.
You'll be sitting across the desk from.
And I'm still
Mr.
part-time.
Mr. Seaban, as it were. Mm. All right. That was fun. Not a great study. Not well bought into by either of you two.
Not
so I'm
going to
move on.
No, but those are good tips. You know, to just put your special listening powers on.
Here are six hotel trends that we'll see in 2021.
Okay.
Rooms that can double as your office.
Don't they already?
I think they're going to be tailoring that a bit more. So many people working from home, so they might want to save vacation when they go to the hotel. and work from their hotel room while on the trip.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Since you can do it remotely. So things like desks, fast Wi-Fi, even more important, maybe even more intentional in the room layouts.
Okay.
Extended stays, instead of small trips, a lot of us will take one big trip and make the most of it. So hotels might have better deals for people who want to stay a week or two.
Okay.
Touchless technology. Hotel Trends in 21. Like checking in online instead of going to the front desk while they type for a long time.
That's so true.
In a lot of
what
hotels.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
And they don't make eye contact for like a good like 30. It's like then they, okay, all right, now, I'm
they
right
don't
here.
Make the eye contact until they have confirmed that you're staying with them.
Right?
And then when they tell you where the room is, they speed it up really fast.
Yeah.
Take the elevator to the third floor, make a left, then it's, you know,
go down that hallway, take a left, then you take another left. And when
you're going to see an ice machine, the first one's out of order, the second one is in fact working. That's where you make your left.
Why does the ice machine never work?
I don't know. More flexibility if you need to cancel. Marriott just extended its 24-hour cancellation policy through March, so expect other hotel chains to follow suit. I like that. I was just talking with my wife this morning about some travel this year.
Oh, really?
We were not on the same page.
You weren't?
No.
Why?
I would like to go to Disney World as soon as possible.
Yes.
I have this feeling of slipping nostalgia, right?
Yes.
The kids, they're growing up. She wants, when we go, it to be done right. Us to have a good plan for Dev. Is he coming?
Are you leaving him back in the hotel room?
Can we fly my mom out to watch him? What would work there? We don't want to go to Disney necessarily when we have to wear masks. So is it better to, instead of going this spring, wait it out until the fall or maybe even into 2022?
Yes, I'm with her.
D. Well, then in that case, I'm going to be setting up a whole bunch of other little fun 3-day weekends and 4-day weekends. We're going to have a travel.
What's your hurry? What's 1 year? Then your kids get to enjoy the rides even more because they're older and will remember.
You remind me of her. People wanting more privacy and more outdoor spaces. Money Monday coming up next. 6 apps that will help you trim down on all those subscriptions you don't even know you still have. Good apps you're going to want to download next.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and sometimes talk about money.
Yes! Come on now, let's talk some money. Money.
Good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Woo! Oh. Woo! You're having like a party of one over there.
Yeah, girl. You excited about this?
I am.
You like money?
I do.
You like having more of it?
Yes, I'm always afraid I'm going to run out of it.
No, queen.
Yes, that's why I'm cheap.
Queen. Here's how you could help save a little bit more of your money. We hemorrhage money. We don't know it. Everybody hates the idea of a budget because it sounds like nerd work. But in reality, you just figure out where your money's going. And then it gives you a cool opportunity to say, ooh, I don't want it going over there. I don't want it going over there. I want that back here. But if doing a budget is not your jam, maybe you want to try out these apps. Saw this on Wired.com.
Okay.
I'm a former subscriber of Wired, the physical magazine. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
The app Do Not Pay. You're going to want to write these down. The app Do Not Pay.
Already linked them up.
Mercy. Markets itself as the world's first robot lawyer. It's ready and willing to help you contest parking tickets.
What?
Cut through government bureaucracy.
What?
Cancel digital subscriptions that you've forgotten about. Take on issues with customer service reps and plenty more.
What?
You can get this app You can't. There are ticket disputes, government paperwork, and then there's a button, solve my problem. Ticket disputes, fight a ticket. Click that button. It looks very user-friendly in how the app is laid out. It's called Do Not Pay. As Donna mentioned, all these linked up on the Don and Steve show page under our show links. You can get it on Apple. You can get it on, looks like only on Apple. It's not an Android option for you.
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's even able to surface hidden money, though, that you might not realize you had. Refunded bank fees, for instance. The user interface, really intuitive, so it's pretty tough to get lost in this. Do Not Pay. Here's another one. Truebill. Truebill. A comprehensive money tracking, and they say money saving, service that looks at several different aspects of your finances, including the amount of money that you are spending on those digital subscriptions every month, which is very possibly adding up to way more than you think. Now, you should know, it'll need access to your bank accounts.
Mm.
You can then go about the business of assisting. It'll go about the business of assisting you in lowering your bills. It takes what can be a really confusing list of transactions from your statements and simplifies everything you need inside the apps.
Sounds very useful, but sounds like it's going to steal your identity.
Okay.
All right.
So now that is an inherent risk anytime you do anything electronically. But the majority of people that you know have never been impacted. Or if they have, they've been able to reclaim their identity. This, if they have a stolen identity issue, this is a way where it just figures out. It needs to see what your money's doing. It would take you a weekend to figure out really, honestly, where all your money is going. This can just quickly view your bank account and say, here's your transactions. Here's the categories that you're going tilt on. You need to chill, bruh.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I have so many subscriptions out there that I have
no... Do you really?
Yeah, and I know the ones I have, but I feel it. Like this year, perfect example. I got one for $100 that was for an NFL game package of some sort, and I did it at a Vikings game. I must have done it 2 years ago when I signed up for some like in-game stat app or something that... And it was $100. I had a couple Coors Lights that day.
A couple?
And I was like, well, this will be fun for the game, and I'll just cancel it when I get home.
Right, that's what Steve does, too.
And then I got that notice at the beginning of the season, and I'm like, what is this about? And I guarantee you there's more of them out there for me, so.
Grant, I subscribed to YouTube Premium for, I believe, 5 or 6 months, and I only watched one episode, the premiere episode of Cobra Kai, which was free without YouTube Premium.
Oh, you dummy.
Here's another app.
I'm going to start that.
It's called Trim.
Okay.
Easy to see how it got its name, because what it does is it trims down your regular expenditures by identifying areas that you're spending unnecessarily or more than you need. This could be car insurance that's too high, regular ongoing subscriptions that you, as in Grant's case or my case, you might have forgotten about. It can cancel them on your behalf. And again, the layout for this app, Trim, super easy to read. It says at the top of one page, you're currently spending $188 a month on recurring charges. And then it has Spotify, Netflix, right underneath each of those. You can just cancel this subscription. Amazon Prime, you know, it's all of these little things that add up. You know, one more thing about budgeting, okay?
Okay.
I'm not a good budgeter, by the way. I have gone in seasons of budgeting, and I'll just say this. When I sit down and actually budget, they say it feels like getting a raise. Because you free up money, and you're like, look, there's $40 a month that I didn't even know I was spending. Mm-hmm. I want it back. Boom. You got more of your money. And it takes all of the stress and tension out of paying for things. What makes paying for things stressful, financial decisions, is when you know you haven't honestly looked at your financial situation. That's what makes it stressful. But if you know I have X amount of dollars per month set for fun stuff, or that I can mess around with electronics or whatever, that frees you. That allows you to spend without the worry of,
that's true,
am I doing this correct or not?
That's true.
Clarity Money. I've had this thing advertised to me so many times on Instagram, I can't even tell you. Thanks for asking.
Clarity Money.
It's a comprehensive financial tracking app. Little bit of artificial intelligence as well to spot some areas in your life where you could be saving money. It could be by investing in a high yield savings account.
Yes.
Or canceling, again, we're taking aim on all these subscriptions in this article, canceling recurring payments for services that you don't use. So if you see something you're no longer making use of, this could be a gym membership, movie streaming service, whatever,
yes,
you can start the process of not renewing with a tap inside the app. It's simple.
It also simplifies
the process of putting those cost-cutting plans into action through your phone. Boom, 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 boom. Canceled, 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 canceled.
Okay. This makes me wonder, do I have subscriptions that I'm not aware of? Because I don't really have a lot of subscriptions.
You should test one of these apps and see.
I got them written down right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go learn a couple lessons tonight.
Here's another one. It's called Bobby.
Bobby.
It's a more straightforward way of keeping tabs on these subscriptions and outgoing expenditures. Now, it doesn't offer all the extra money management features of the apps that we've talked about in these other ones. So you have to do a little bit more of the work manually. But if that's your jam, you can do that. There's another app, very aptly named, Track My Subs. You can dive right into adding subscriptions to account. You can take them away. You have to supply them with a billing date. I like the other ones that just do it all automatically. Just go look in my account and say, over the last 12 months, you unknowingly have spent $78 on a subscription to blank. I had a $20 a month subscription I was doing for guitar lessons. Remember, I signed up on this show?
Steve. Wow. See, you guys might, you're probably impulsive people.
Oh.
I don't have any subscriptions. I don't even have a Spotify subscription. Just do the free stuff.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. As we're sitting here, I'm thinking out loud. Not out loud, but I am afraid of what I'm going to find.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. No, you finish your thought.
I was just going to say that I just pay a little extra to Apple for extra storage on iCloud. That's the only thing that I see that comes up every month.
Okay.
Okay, Steve. You go ahead now.
There's a thing happening tomorrow. Grant strikes me, Donna, are you getting that sense? Can you smell blood in the water here? As a guy who knows that he would like to have a tighter grip on what's going on in his financial world.
He's trying to influence you. He did this with someone else I know.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to play Papa.
Well, hey, buddy.
You're the same age.
What do you got for me?
Here's what I'm just going to say. There is a free event going on tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
It sounds like I'm introducing him to a pyramid scheme.
It does, indeed.
No, I'm not. You're going to have to buy one of my leather bags and bring two of your friends if you could. I always talk about Dave Ramsey. There are plenty of ways to get your financial advice, but I heard this, and I'll just pass this along since we're in Money Monday. There is a live-streamed event happening tomorrow. It's going to be in Oklahoma City, but anybody can watch anywhere totally free.
I know where he's going.
The event is called Reset. It's a live-stream event, and Dave Ramsey's going to be there. He's the money guy. Rachel Cruz is going to be there. She's in her 30s, has a young family. She talks money, but in a different way than her dad does. Chris Hogan, former guest on the Don and Steve show, who's a big retirement guy, whips you into shape and getting your retirement in order no matter your age. He's going to be there.
He has a great voice.
Hello, Donna. Hello, Steve. It's very deep. But he's a lot of fun. And then another guy named Craig Groeschel, who is apparently going to be talking about self-discipline and just getting your lazy butt in order.
That's what I need.
I want to check this out. But, you know, because here's the thing. Grant, it always seems nerdy when you get into it. But, again, when you do this stuff, it just, like, frees your mind. It takes the stress out. What's the name of the app? Oh, dang it. I have a good budgeting app that I've done. I'm talking to myself here, Donna.
I know.
I need to start budgeting again. I got to start budgeting again.
I've never done a budget in my life, ever. Don't know how to do it. Don't want to do it. It's just a little too structured for me.
It's stressful. See, like Steve said, because it's that worry. Like
the unknown.
Yeah, the unknown.
That's the stress. The stress is not writing down where your money goes. The stress is in not knowing where your money goes and why you're so broke at the end of every month. Too much month, not enough money.
But then that stress turns into procrastination because you don't want to look. So you keep putting it off. See, that's where I procrastinate in my stress because I don't want to look it up. So I know I've got this big bill I got to pay, but I keep avoiding it. And then it becomes procrastination.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's
like cleaning your desk, you know, and paperwork. You're like, oh, I'll get to it someday.
The app is called Every Dollar.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And if you pay the $10 for the monthly app for like the upgraded service that links to your accounts, I would say it's worth the $10 because every time you have a transaction for any linked bank account, it pops up in the app and then it says, hey, you have a few more things that you need to categorize. And then you just drag and drop them into, oh, that was entertainment, that was lunch, blah, blah, blah. And then you get a really great understanding of how much money actually comes in, how much money actually goes out.
Oh, this is awesome.
And with it, they say you feel this. Again, budget is the nerdiest word. Everybody hates the idea of it. But people who actually do it, they say they get a raise, they give themselves a raise, and they remove the stress of, should I have spent money on that or not? Right. Now you know, because you've already assigned the dollars. Mm. They say money is better behaved than your children. Tell it what to do, and it will do it. But you got to tell it.
Thank you, Steve.
Either tell it where to go.
Award-winning. Award-winning segment.
Tell it where to go, or wonder where it went.
When we come back on the Donna and Steve show, you guys, this will be fun. The question on Facebook today is, if humans came with a warning label, what would your label say? We'll get to that and another feel-good story when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You want to do your feel-good story first, Stevie Poo?
You want to go feel-good before the warnings?
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. So there was a guy who got a fantasy football punishment. Okay?
What does that mean?
So there was a guy in Georgia, he had to spend 24 hours at a Waffle House as punishment for losing last place in his fantasy football league. And he got to subtract 1 hour for every waffle that he ate. So 24 hours you spend in there if you don't eat a single waffle. Each time you eat a waffle, it goes down an hour. Well, he tore through 18 waffles in 6 hours. But here's the best part. While he was there, he decided to raise money on social media to give his waitress a really good tip. And he ended up leaving her just over $1,000 on a $49 tab.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
How does one do that? Just send it to your Venmo?
Yeah. You would give him your Venmo or your Cash App. I'm a loser and I have Cash App.
What's the difference?
Kids don't think Cash App is cool.
Okay. Seems so fitting.
So my reputation is...
That is outstanding. Did you say what city or what state?
Georgia.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, they're very popular in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been to a Waffle House.
They're basically what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I like about IHOP.
A place to go to get into a fight.
Yeah.
I like a place that sets a carafe of coffee on your table.
Yeah, I don't when people start giving me warm-ups. That really stresses me out.
I love the warm-up.
The warm-up bothers me because if you're a mixer, it sets off the mix. Mm-hmm.
The cream to coffee ratio.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? Just wait till I'm done and then I'll
thank you, Grant!
We are so alike.
Oh my God, so much. I don't even like when they come with refilling my water until my water glass is empty. Like, I may have taken like 2 sips out of it, and there they are with the water.
Oh, I love it. Well, a sign of a good server to me is when I just have a constantly filled up glass of whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Coke.
I understand.
Coffee.
I understand.
Do you guys notice if you do drink like soda at dinner and you've got a good attendant who's there, or, you know, waiter, waitress that's always there? It's like, oh my God, I just went through 3 Coca-Colas before dinner.
Yeah.
I have a problem. I'm always like, hey, I have a problem with soda. Can you just like give me one refill and then we can just go with
this? Yeah, like because they're trying to get you hooked. It's the gateway.
Or just I have a problem with pop. But yeah.
Interesting. All right. Thanks for sharing that lovely story, Steve. Yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
What a treat.
I know. I'm going to submit it to the awards.
Okay.
Shows great. For radio.
Okay, so our question on Facebook, I thought it was fun. If human beings came with a warning label, what would your label say? We got some fun stuff. Some fun stuff. Molly said, warning, explicit language, parental advisory.
Shannon says, to reboot, add nature, horses, dogs, and coffee.
Oh, wow. I think we've got some similar answers like that one. Dawn said, warning, if not working correctly, try adding wine or chocolate or caffeine or all of the above.
Haley says, socially awkward, probably avoid. Amy, use caution. The mood swings will kill you if you don't. Holy crap.
That's funny. This is mine. Cindy and I think alike, too. Do not disturb.
Just that?
That's it. Just do not disturb.
What do you have going on that you can't be
disturbed?
Don't
you worry about it. I like my quiet. I like my quiet time, my alone time. What?
No, just like that, one of my friends that I used to work with before here, he posted a picture on Facebook of a guy that says, it's just him sitting at his desk, and on his back, it's got a post, and it says, do not talk to me. I cannot control myself. I will not work. And he posted, he's like, this is you, Grant, because that is me. If you start talking to me, I'm just going to whoop, 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 whoop. And then I'm like, oh, God, I need to get work
done. Yeah, my boss thinks I'm crazy because every time she just opens the door a crack in here, I'm like, ah! Like, oh my God, because I'm so focused. I'm like laser focused on what I'm doing. And
okay,
it freaks
easy,
me out.
Elon Musk. Okay, let's not act like you're creating some sort of a new bomb or something. She's just opening a door. You're not Pentagon working on something.
You don't know what I'm doing.
You're reading an entertainment story. She is right. That is weird that you jump when she opens the door.
I'm just very focused. Like I forget about my surroundings is what happens.
In the zone.
I'm in the zone.
Autozone.
Lori's warning sign would say 100% Norwegian. Beware.
Doesn't that mean that you're just pretty nice and a little passive?
I think so. And a little passive. Jerry says, whatever you do, don't lie to this person. Beware of strong opinions, says Brenda. Sherry says, great question. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you. We go to the phones.
She didn't even say anything besides great question?
Nope, that's it.
By the way, thank you for asking. Mine would be warning, intermittently emits toxic fumes.
I thought this would be yours.
Oh, good for you. Wow. What a question.
Oh, Christine. I don't know what that noise was, but welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, what would your human warning label say?
Mine would simply say out of order.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's
a funny question. Bye.
Bye.
Well, good job, Dawn. Right. Another funny question.
Thank you.
I do like the question.
I have a whole bunch of questions. You know why, Steve?
Oh, yeah. What'd you get? Like a question book?
Yes. I got two of them. So I... filling one out, and the other one I'm using as show prep.
Am I able to use any of those?
Yes.
My week?
Sure.
Will you delete them as you use them?
Sure. I'd be happy to. What is your problem? You're such a weirdo.
Oh, you know, I'm battling a little bit of a cough here.
I don't want to know about it. Grant, what would your question be? I mean, your label.
My label would be... yes, I'm available.
Are you?
For work. No, not for dating. Not for dating. Like
you might need to
Let's clarify. For work, yes, I'm available. That's
available for hire.
Yeah, not for hire because I work here. Oh, okay. But I'm available because I fill in with all the radio stations here. So I always say, yes, I'm available.
That's great.
That is
Grant,
great.
Was that your resolution this year?
No, remember, it was just to kind of be a little healthier for myself. But, so nothing. Just I'm available whenever you guys need me. I'm here.
That's great.
That's nice.
Thanks, Grant.
Yes, man.
I'm unavailable.
Yeah, me too. Please don't call. Also, I don't prefer emails. Text viewed negatively.
And leave me alone.
Yeah, please don't.
Okay. All of the My Talk shows are also podcasts. Did you know that?
That's what's great about them. Like Deep in the Shallow with Colleen and Bradley.
Yes.
Right?
They've got new ones that drop weekly. There's a whole bunch of them. So check them out. Original content available as podcasts. We're going to go, I guess.
Yeah, I went a little while back.
Yeah. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Love you.
Stop doing that.
I love you guys.